The city is responsible for no more than $31 million in construction costs, according to the Memorandum of Understanding. An estimated $6 million for land acquisition and remediation, also to be paid by the city, would be recouped through rent and management fees from Mandalay. Mayor Bill Sappho says a 20-year commitment from the Braves is one reason this deal is so appealing.
And that's the big difference over a lot of the other deals that we have seen over a number of years that have come through here. This is, I consider, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Plus, the fact is, from my perspective at least, the opportunity to put a first-class multi-use facility on the river. We would be one of very few cities in the entire country that would have some sort of a facility of this nature on our riverfront.
In exchange for getting all the revenue the stadium generates, Mandalay would pay the operating expenses of the ballpark. Critics of the agreement argue that city residents should not be financially responsible for the stadium, which would be funded by a 2.5-cent property tax increase. Even if council approves the deal at its next meeting, voters must still pass a $37 million bond referendum in November for the ballpark project to move forward. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.